Chi High Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Our coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson and Jason Bob.
WOTO, your sports station.
And good evening and good afternoon and welcome to Gannon Family Field at Casper Park as your Chi High Cardinals, second behind Hudson in the BRC on a 12-game winning streak, hosting the Menominee Mustangs as the Mustangs come in here today with a 4-7 record in conference, 10-11 overall, and Chi High at 19-3, 8-2 in the conference. And still have a couple left with New Richmond next week, and then trying to complete that game with River Falls, in which the Cards had a lead through three, and River Falls coming over to play Eau Claire North, and then the plan to have them come here. But Chi defeating Menominee the other day 6-4 at Staff Appreciation Day. That's where Jason Bob is, and a lot of staff members. I saw Luke, the volleyball coach, and others down there. So we're looking forward to it. Should be a great ball game today. We're going to hear from both head coaches. Zach Slowiak is, of course, a Cardinal alum. He's the head coach of the Mustangs of Menominee. We'll hear from him. And then later, Chi High head coach Mitch Steinmetz. It's Chi High hosting Menominee BRC Baseball. Coming your way this afternoon and evening on WOGO Sports. Stick with us.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
From custom homes to roof replacements and full renovations, Aerial Management and Construction in Chippewa Falls is the contractor you can trust. Remember, if your home is ever damaged by a storm, you have 1 year to file your claim. So don't settle for the door knockers. Go with your experienced local contractor, Aerial Management and Construction. And if you're building your dream home, planning an addition, or looking to remodel, choose Aerial Management and Construction for clear communication and quality craftsmanship. AerialMGMT.com.
Spring is here and flowers aren't the only thing popping up. It's the perfect time for your annual well water test. Book your free home water analysis with the experts at Gibson's Water Care. Locally owned, offering American-made products with no long-term contracts. Need plumbing help? Gibson's Water Care has you covered for basic needs, too. Be smart this spring and ensure your water is in top condition. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports. A beautiful day for baseball, and finishing off this head-on-head matchup here between Menominee and Chi High. Zach Slowiak, head coach of the Mustangs. Your mom Tammy's been with us many times doing color, even volleyball this past fall. So I know she's a great backer and support for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime you have family that supports and a good family system, it's always helpful.
So give us kind of a quick overview on the season for Menominee.
Talent-wise, I think this is the best team we've had in a really, really long time. We just haven't been able to be super consistent. I mean, our highs are very high. I thought, like, Chippewa's a very, very good team. Hudson's a very, very good team, and we've competed with them. And we've beat some really, really good teams, like North. I was really impressed with those outings. New Richmond's a very good team. We beat them. But then at the same time, we have kind of some peaks and valleys along the way, which that's high school baseball in general. So we're continuing to ride the course, hopefully starting to get hot at the right time. I trust the leadership out there with the boys, and I also trust the guys to kind of figure out and ride the ship.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of hot, the Cards are that 12-game winning streak, but a very competitive 6-4 game at your place the other day.
Yeah, they're a very good baseball team. They can do small ball. They can hit the ball over people's heads. They can barrel up baseballs left and right. They're a good defensive team on the mound. They're very, very good. A very complete team, and obviously a good baseball culture here in Chippewa. So it's something that's always a fun team to compare yourself against, and I mean obviously you try not to compare too much, but it's always a fun series, and know you're going to have a competitive series with Coach Diamonds. He does a great job over there, and we're excited always to take the field against those guys.
And finally, tell us about your pitcher today.
Yeah, so Max Erickson's a senior. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that always gives us a chance, keeps us in the game. He's a guy that throws numerous pitches. He's a very, very big competitor. We love to have him on our team. He's a definition of a bulldog on the mound. Him and Bailey Casey have done a great job this year, especially in conference play, keeping us in games. And it's our offense's job to hopefully pick up a little bit for him today.
Coach, we wish you the best today and in the postseason.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, Zach Slowiak, of course, a Chi-High alum. And we'll have more coming up here from head coach Mitch Steinmetz of the Cards in a moment. This is Chi-High Baseball.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal. And
will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes, you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
And our conversation with Chi-High head coach Mitch Steinmetz is brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports FM, 103.1 AM 680, wogo.com, and the live video stream on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook with head coach Mitch Steinmetz. Wow, 12-game winning streak, impressive.
Yes, yes. First ever for me as a coach. It's fun watching these kids play ball and get the W's.
Yeah, heard a lot of good praise in the interview we just did with Zach Slowiak. Again, what about this contest today, though? Because what matters, right, is this one today, and try to finish this off, this sweep against Menominee.
Well, you know, Zach does a great job over there, Menominee. Mm-hmm. He really does. It's going to be if I know how he coaches, it's going to be a tough. It's going to be tough for us today to get a W. He just does their teams just do the little things right.
So Max Erickson's going to be a tough pitcher. Talk about the arm you're going with today.
We're going with Sam Brezina. We're gonna see how that goes. He's only started a couple of games this year, and we think that he's ready to roll. So we're gonna go with him.
And I was just asking him, like, what was the secret for your 4-for-4 at the plate? He said, I don't know. I guess I was lucky. So he's staying humble, I guess.
Yeah, he's staying humble. It's a lot of fun seeing a guy like that. You know, and he was the lightning bolt our last two games. Today, obviously, we're DH for him because he's going to be on the mound. It was a hard decision for me to do that, but I think that's better for him in the long run when it comes to pitching today.
All right, Coach, we wish you the best and hope to talk to you afterwards.
Thank you.
All right, that's head coach Mitt Steinmetz. Here on WOGO Sports, we'll keep it here and join the public address announcer, Jared Johnson, with the introduction of the starting lineups.
Batting third, first baseman number 2, Taylor Mars. Batting fourth, right fielder number 17, Landon Middlestat. Batting fifth, designated hitter number 9, Luke Vestal. Batting sixth, pitcher number 10, Max Erickson. Batting seventh, second baseman number 8, Kellen Turner. Batting eighth, third baseman number 7, Max Yeager. And batting ninth, center fielder number 12, Bailey Casey. And catcher number 4, Andrew Hoff. The Mustangs are coached by Zach Slowiak and assisted by Jeff Abbott, Luke Welch, and Sean Bernard. And now, the starting lineup for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Leading off, right fielder number 12, Dane Krista. Batting second, catcher number 1, Landon Atkinson. Batting third, designated hitter number 5, Bree Smith. Batting fourth, second baseman number 4, Gavin Thompson. Batting fifth, first baseman number 3, Jacob Blaskocek. Batting sixth, third baseman number 24, Connor Kolinsky. Batting seventh, shortstop number 8, Brant Olson. Batting eighth, center fielder number 10, Mason Chittenden. And batting ninth, left fielder number 13, Enzo Eichel. And on the mound today for your Cardinals, number 2, Sam Brezina. Your Cards are coached by Mitch Steinmetz and assisted by Griffin Spindler. Your officials for tonight's game on the field, Casey Eckhart, and behind the plate calling balls and strikes, Garrett Larson.
All right, there you go. Introduction to our starting lineups. We'll take a break. When we come back, get ready for the starting lineups and the first pitch. Menominee at Chippewa. We've got it for you next on WOGO Sports.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Turn up
the heat this summer at Metropolis Resort. Stay two nights, get your third night free, giving your family even more time to play, relax, and make memories together. Splash in the Chaos Water Park, race go-karts in Action City, jump in the trampoline park, and enjoy great food all under one roof. No driving around, no over-planning. Book your summer stay today at MetropolisResort.com, where the fun never stops.
MetropolisResort.com. Hi, this is Craig Choison. Right now at Choison Ford is employee pricing. You pay what we pay. American value for American values. Drive home the 2026 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ford Maverick. Or step up to America's best-selling truck, the Ford F-150, built to work as hard as you do. Employee pricing means you pay what our employees pay, but only for a limited time, now through July 6th. Visit us online or in person in Chippewa Falls at Choison Ford, the Valley's best choice.
All right. Let's get things set here as the teams will take the field here shortly. First of all, time for our Wurzgala weather check on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Brought to you by the Wurzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our game time conditions, 63 and sunny. We'll look for things to cool here during the game. 61, they're anticipating by 7, 59 by 8. Generally warming, though, over the next 6 days or so. This has been the Wurzgala Weather Check, brought to you by Wurzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Should mention, winds about 10 miles an hour. Whatever the Wisconsin weather brings, make sure your home stays comfortable with the pros at Wurzgala. All right. Also, it's time for our Choison Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Choison Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Jason, Bob, how about it?
Yeah, I think for Chippewa, I keep doing what they're doing. They've been on an incredible win streak, and they've probably won some games that really they had no business winning, but they've developed that attitude where they truly believe they're going to win every game. So I think if Sam comes out and throws strikes, he can be really, really effective. He throws hard enough, and he's got a good enough off-speed pitch that he should keep them, keep Menominee limited. So I think if we put up five runs or more, we got a really good shot.
There you go, our Choison Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choison Ford in Chippewa Falls. All right, so let's set things for you here as we get started for this contest today. And I think I can turn Jared, I had cranked up to try to get as much as we could of the public address introduction to the starting lineups. But for the visiting Mustangs, Charlie Mike Sell, the senior shortstop, will lead things off, followed by left fielder, junior Oliver Lugo, hitting third, senior first baseman Taylor Mars. Landon Mittelstadt is the senior right fielder, hitting cleanup. Luke Bistel, the senior DH, hitting in place of the catcher Andrew Hoff in the five spot. Max Erickson, the pitcher, batting in the sixth spot. Kellen Turner, the sophomore second baseman, hit seventh. Max Yeager, the junior, at third, hitting eighth. And then Bailey Casey, the senior center fielder, hitting ninth. And we are about ready to go here, so let's get after it. And it'll set the Cardinal defense as Sam Brasina, the lefty, first pitch. And this one in the air on the infield. It's in fair territory over there for the Cardinals. And the catch is made by Blaskacek, the first baseman, for the first out. First ball hitting Charlie Mike Sell. And again, that Cardinal defense, Sam Brasina pitching, Landon Atkinson is your senior catcher, Jacob Blaskacek at first, Kevin Thompson at second, Brand Olson, the sophomore shortstop, Connor Kalinske, the senior at third, Enzo Eichemann left, Mason Chittenden in center, and Dane Krista in right, and he's going to go after this fly ball, and he'll have it for out number two. Two pitches and two outs, how about that?
Yeah, I think, yeah, there were actually three pitches, but
okay.
Yeah, he threw two to the first guy. But, yeah, I love what I see so far. Two strikes to the first guy and a strike to the second guy, and you're limiting your pitch count. So great start for Sam.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about this Cardinal 12-game winning streak as we get a moment. But we were here for the beginning of it, beating Stevens Point after falling behind 10-0 in that first game of that doubleheader. And that was an amazing day. It's certainly a broadcast to go back and watch or listen to. The first pitch is a ball missing, a 1-0 to Taylor Mars. Mars, the senior first baseman for the Mustangs. Chai winning 6-4 the other day at Menominee. Ryan Dixon with the win in that one. And this is a ball that misses a called strike. Okay, so 1-1 to looking Taylor Mars, the first righty up for Zach Slowiak's crew here today. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Racina, Sam, 1-1. The pitch in the air to left center field. The outfielder's coming in, and it's going to be a grab by Enzo Eichemann left. So, again, less than 10 pitches in this first inning for Brasina. Menominee nothing. Chai coming up. This is Chai Baseball.
Step right up, step right up.
Heating and cooling your home.
Step right up, folks. Try your luck.
This shouldn't be a game of chance. So don't wait around to see if your furnace or AC unit is working correctly. Have the professionals at Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning come check it out. They've been servicing the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Bring comfort to your home no matter what the season with Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
To the bottom of the first we go, and for the Cards, leading off, sophomore right fielder Dane Krista. Landon Atkinson is your senior catcher. Hitting third, the DH Brady Smith in place of pitcher Sam Brasina. At cleanup is Gavin Thompson, the senior second baseman. First baseman Jacob Liskacek hitting fifth. Connor Kalinske, the senior third baseman, in the sixth spot. Bran Olson, the sophomore shortstop, at seventh. Mason Chittenden, the sophomore center fielder, hitting eighth. And Enzo Eichem, the sophomore left fielder, hitting ninth for the Cards. Against senior right-hander Max Erickson, the first pitch, fastball called strike, 0-1 to Krista. Again, the Cardinals, Krista, Atkinson, Smith, Thompson, Blaskacek, Kalinske, Olson, Chittenden, Isham. Against Max Erickson, the senior. Ball misses 1-1. I got to say, just meeting him, I don't know, it's just he has a mustache. As I talked with Max a little before the game, I'm like, doesn't look like a senior in high school. No. Just say that.
But no, he does not. He should be pitching men's league on Saturdays.
I'm not doubting any birth certificates or anything. I'm just saying. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Real quick, I wanted to talk about the Cardinal winning streak, and we'll get into batting averages and such. But the Cards had that lost to Hudson 16-6. We did the game. I think maybe the last game we did was the 10-0 loss to Hudson, and they had in that game, they fell behind 10-0 in the first inning and lost 16-6.
Yeah.
The count now 2-2, ball high 3-2 to a looking Dane Krista. Anyhow, then we did the Stevens Point doubleheader. Chai coming from a 10-0 deficit to win 20-12, and then 4-1. They won the nightcap 10-0 over Rice Lake, 16-4 over the Warriors. And this one is a smash up the middle and a base hit, and Krista's aboard to get things going for the Cards. And then just finishing up, Marshfield 10-8 and 15-4. North End, competitive games, 5-4 and 4-2. They beat Wausau West 14-3, Tomah 4-3, Onalaska 7-1, and Menominee the other day 6-4. And all of a sudden, just like that, they got themselves a 12-game winning streak.
Yeah, it's been quite a ride for those guys. I've been able to watch a couple of games. I haven't seen a ton, but I've talked to the players at school and different parents. And
ball high, 1-0 to Landon Atkinson.
Yeah, they're really, really playing well. And the nice thing is they've developed, like I said earlier, they've developed that winning attitude where it doesn't matter if they're down 1 or down 10, they still think they can win.
Yeah, you could just tell a loose bunch before the game, and there's a ball, misses 2-0 to Atkinson, who comes in here a 303 hitter with an 861 OPS on the season for Landon. Righty versus righty, 2-0 count, runner at first. So a great start here for the Cards in terms of the possibilities in the bottom half of the first on the heels of that 6-4 win at Menominee on Tuesday. The 2-0 pitch, take a ball high, 3-0 to Atkinson. Landon with 20 hits on the season, 14 singles and 6 doubles in the 2 spot. That's a called strike, low and inside, 3-1. both the Chihai softball and baseball teams with the catcher batting in the two spot, as Lauren Shepard does for the Lady Cards, who found out they're a two seed in softball yesterday.
Yeah, and one conference again.
Yeah, boy, 19 times in 27 years. And
the years
they didn't win, they
finished
second.
Yeah.
That is.
That's a dynasty.
Swing and a miss, strike three. So Erickson able to come back from a 3-0 deficit to get his first K against swinging Landon Atkinson, and brings up Brady Smith.
Number five, Brady Smith.
Yeah, that was a really nice job by Erickson to come back after being down 3-0 and throw three really quality fastballs. The only thing I know about him is the guys were telling me today he throws fairly hard, and they were hoping to put pressure on him early and try and get him out of the game, because he's a quality pitcher.
Called strike to a looking Brady Smith, who comes in here today hitting 394. 999 OPS. Ooh, and he got hit. So take your base. Brady is aboard. And so first and second with one out as Krista advances to second, and it brings up Gavin Thompson, the left-handed hitting cleanup hitter for the Cards. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass.
Gavin's been on a roll. I think he was, or I know he was, he's one of the Chippewa Herald top five male athletes of the week, or they have that voting thing for the athlete of the week, and he had the walk-off against Eau Claire North and a couple other doubles.
Yeah.
He's got it rolling.
He does. 348 average, 1121 OPS on base and power, so getting it done. And that one called strike. 1-1 with runners at first and second and one out as Landon Atkinson, a strikeout victim to senior right-hander Max Eric and the Mustangs. The 1-1 pitch. Off-speed pitch that time, and it didn't misses. It's 2-1. 2-1 to left-handed hitting Gavin Thompson. Cards hoping to put a number up here to play a couple would be nice. First and second with only one out. Thompson from the left side. The 2-1 pitch. He looks at strike two. So what are you seeing from Erickson yourself here, Jason?
Yeah, I was just going to say he's really doing a nice job of keeping the ball low so far for the most part with his fastball. He looks to be working the outside edge of the plate. He's only thrown two curveballs. One was way up, and one he hit Brady with. So,
but he's already thrown three times as many pitches as Brasina, who got out of the first with just six pitches.
Yep. So I think Erickson will have to start.
This is a ground ball up the middle,
nice
knocked
play.
Down by Erickson. He's going to throw it over to first in time, but the runners advance. So score at 1-3 on the out of Thompson, but advancing to second, Brady Smith, and Krista to third. So two runners in scoring position for the number five hitter, Jacob Blaskacek, for the Cards. Our dugout smile cam is brought to you by Metropolis Resort and Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort and Action City, with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more. And that one misses 1-0. So much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. 1-0 to Blaskacek. And the curveball called strike 1-1. Again, one of the comments that Coach Steinmetz had said to me after the interview, he said, you know, we're chasing curveballs in the dirt, but we need to swing at curveballs in the strike zone. That was this one hit in the air, shallow right field, and the catch is made by the Mustangs, Landon Middlestadt. And so Erickson and the Mustangs get out of it. The Cards strand two, one complete here from Gannon Field at Casper. It's Chihai and Menominee, scoreless on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Stelter Incorporated, one of our great sponsors. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Hit by pitch here? Yeah, okay. So the leadoff hitter, Landon Middlestead, hit by a pitch from Sam Brisina. So both teams have had a batter hit by a pitch, and the leadoff batter is aboard, and Luke Bistel, the senior DH now for Menominee in the five spot. So first base runner for Menominee in this game.
Sam's working a little faster than he usually does. I wasn't ready for him to throw. Usually he takes his time a little bit.
First one low, and coming out of there, Atkinson, ooh, he's got the throw there in time for the out. And so wonderfully executed as Atkinson guns down the runner, Middlestead. And let's watch the replay of that one as Atkinson had plenty of time to throw out the runner. Yeah, even a double pump. So,
yeah, he didn't have that great of a jump. I thought maybe it was a delayed steal, but if that's what it was, he didn't. The timing just wasn't there.
You're going to get used to the ball getting there that far in advance for the covering Gavin Thompson. And this is going to be a ground ball to third, gloved by Kalinske, throw over to first in time for the out. So two are out just like that. As
it's going to be a quick one.
Yeah. And that one scored 5-3 for Bistel, who completes it. Of course, he was up there with initially a runner on, and now Max Erickson, number 10, is swinging a miss. So Erickson, the right-handed pitcher, but batting from the left side for the Mustangs.
Really good start for Sam, throwing a ton of strikes.
Ball misses outside, 1-1. You know, I think some of the discussion early in the season was it wasn't, you know, he was very impressive last year. He had the no-hitter, but it wasn't like you just automatic. You did that as a sophomore. You don't just show up, and I'm not saying he thought that. Here's a ground ball to first, knocking it down. Good job, Blaskacik. He'll take care of business. So, ultimately, Menominee does go 1-2-3 after a hit batsman thrown out stealing by Atkinson. In the middle of two from Gannon Field at Casper. It's Chahai Menominee scoreless on WOGO Sports.
Check out Red Cedar Speedway in Menominee. Friday, May 29th is Military Night. All active and former military receive free grandstand admission as our way of saying thank you for your service. Gates open at 5, racing starts at 7.
Watch six different divisions of dirt race cars battle it out on the track. Get your heart thumping and feel the thrill of maximum speed.
Tickets $10 to $15. Kids 12 and under free. Red Cedar Speedway in Menominee. Family-friendly entertainment since 1973.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
To the bottom of two we go. Scoreless from Gannon Field at Casper. Mark Halverson, Jason Bob. Carter Jaeger is our video producer. Sam Aberle, our radio producer for this one today. And for the Cards, they come Connor Kalinske, Brant Olson, and Mason Chittenden, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters for Coach Mitch Steinmetz.
Third baseman, number 24, Connor Kalinske.
And Kalinske hitting from the right side. We'll get some numbers on him here in a moment. Against Erickson, who got out of the jam in the first inning. Swing and a miss, strike one. Connor, a 370 hitter, 444 on base, and 901 OPS for him on the season. 17 hits, 13 singles, and 4 doubles.
Nice thing about Chi-High's lineup is there's no real drop-off. Typically in high school baseball, you get down to, even after the 5-hitter, it drops off a little bit. But I think guys are capable of hitting, not only getting hits, but hitting the ball to the gap, and there's some power at the bottom of the order.
2-1 to Kalinske. Well, that's why I mentioned Brasino with the 4 hits the other day. A swing and a miss, strike two. I mean, again, I don't have access to exactly where he was in the order, yeah. But I presume a little further down. And again, Coach Steinmetz said the last couple of wins he's been a real spark plug at the plate. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Connor K gets K to lead things off for the Cards in the second strikeout for Erickson, and it brings up Brant Olson.
I think that's just been a philosophical change that coaches now have. And Erickson is obviously hitting for Menominee, but there's so many coaches today that if your guy's on the mound, then he has to be DH for, yeah. Which that never used to be the case. But
off-speed pitch, and that one misses 1-0 to Brant, who comes in here today, 39 at-bats, 282 average, 799 OPS for him on the season, 11 hits, 10 of them singles and a double. Count goes to 2-0 to a looking Brant Olson at shortstop today. Of course, Ryan Dixon started there, but injured in the first game. Still able to pitch, got the win over Menominee on Tuesday. There's another called strike to a looking Brant Olson. The lefty against the right-handed throwing Erickson, who doesn't waste any time either. And this one ripped back into the fence on the third base side, and the count goes to 2-2. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. 3 generations of turning dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. The 2-2 pitch. Off-speed pitch misses outside 3-2 to the sophomore shortstop, Brant Olson. You mentioned Chippewa Herald with their the recognition for Gavin Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Berg doing a great job here along the first base side today. Well, hit foul. Yeah, that's an outstanding job for the local sports coverage.
Yeah, I love that, the top 5 athletes, male and female, each week. It's nice to see not only, you know, local kids, but you get, you know, the kids from the smaller schools.
For the county, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to learn about them.
The pitch, ground ball, high hopper towards second. Going to be a tough play, throw over to first, able to handle it in time, is the sophomore second baseman, Kellen Turner. Go 4-3 for that. Maybe it wasn't going to be as tough a play as I said, but it's going to be a tough play, but okay. Mason Chittenden, the sophomore center fielder.
If you got Terang running down the line, maybe it's a tough play. But
he's amazing. All right, so Chittenden, the 250 average coming in here today, I believe. 216. And he takes the first one, 1-0 to Mason in center field. Again, a number of young outfielders. You talk about for Chippewa Falls, 3 sophomore outfielders.
3 sophomores, yeah.
And then a sophomore at short. There's a called strike, 1-1, so again, I look at this with, what, 7? I think it's 7 seniors, but wrote it on this sheet here.
Starting 4 of them today.
Yeah,
but.
And this one ripped to left field, gives it a pretty good ride, backing up, and he'd get under it is Oliver Lugo, the junior left fielder for out number 2. Out number 3, the Cards retire, and they fly out to left. So Chippewa goes 1-2-3 in the second after stranding 2 in the first. We're still scoreless after 2. Chi-High and Menominee on WOGO Sports.
From custom homes to roof replacements and full renovations, Aerial Management and Construction in Chippewa Falls is the contractor you can trust. Remember, if your home is ever damaged by a storm, you have 1 year to file your claim. So don't settle for the door knockers. Go with your experienced local contractor, Aerial Management and Construction. And if you're building your dream home, planning an addition, or looking to remodel, choose Aerial Management and Construction for clear communication and quality craftsmanship. AerialMGMT.com.
Cabin and camper season is here and the adventure awaits. But wait, is your water ready? Imagine arriving at your favorite spot only to find murky water. Don't worry. Gibson's Water Care has you covered with a free cabin or camper water analysis to ensure clean water at your home away from home. Plus, they handle basic plumbing too. Locally owned, American made, and no long-term contracts. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
To the top of the third we go, and for Menominee, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters, they've batted the minimum so far because of the Mittelstadt thrown out stealing. Turner, Max Yeager, and Bailey Casey. And again, not wasting any time, the lefty for the Cardinals, delivering Sam Brisina, 1-0 to Kellen Turner. The pitch, and this one ripped between short and third and a base hit. The first hit of the game for the Mustangs. Turner is aboard, second base runner. And again, second straight inning, and they got the leadoff man on for Menominee. It brings up Max Yeager, the junior third baseman.
Zach Sloviak, the coach at Menominee, he loves to put guys in motion. As you could see, the first guy that got on, he tried stealing, but he's a big small ball guy, bunt people okay. over, hit and run. So I'd be surprised if they weren't doing something here.
So Yeager, the first pitch to him, and the offering misses, 1-0. Nothing, at least initially.
No, that honestly, that surprises me.
Here's the thing, as you say that, I'd be tempted to say, oh, he must be a fan of Brewer baseball. However, I know his mom, and I know the Cubs fan she is.
Oh, yeah. It's
1-0 pitch off speed by Brisina, called strike 1-1.
Bad day to be a Cubs fan today.
Yeah. Brewers with the sweep at, and what, I think the Cubs had like a 15-game home winning streak or something. So this is a grounder fielded by Brisina. He'll turn and fire it over to first as the runner advances to second, and Yeager is retired 1-3, and Turner moves to second. So it works as a sacrifice as Bailey Casey, the senior center fielder, stepping in for Menominee, the number 9 hitter. Casey also hitting from the left side, so a number of left-handed hitters for Coach Sloviak on this Menominee squad.
Which isn't great when you're facing a left-handed pitcher, the caliber of Sam.
And I think that without looking, swing and a miss, we could look, actually, because I think that Coach had said this is only the third start for Sam. And maybe I'm wrong.
It says game started
5, games played 10, so you can't really. But and that started in my other position, right? So I think it's only started a couple, which is probably fewer starts than you would have imagined.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
If you'd have told me at the beginning of the year that Sam had only started 3 games at this point and they'd have the record they'd have, I'd have guessed he would have been injured or something. But the other guys have been so good. And then he came in that closer role and was so effective.
0-2 to Casey. Here it is. And this one, tap foul, stays alive. When you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee, who are playing each other, Chippewa Falls and Menominee. 0-2 to the 9 hitter, Bailey Casey. Sam Brisina, the pitch. And this one, grounded towards short. Runner advances, little trouble, and it's going to be an error on Olsen. And so runners at the corners with only one out for the top of the order, Charlie Mike Sell. So E6 there.
Yeah, I have a hard time. I know it's an error. Obviously, it's an error in the book, but I've seen that lip on the grass to the dirt. It's gotten a lot of people over the years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know if it's gotten any worse, but it's always kind of there. And unless you've played a number of games on it, it's hard to know that to read that hop.
And there's a ball high from Brasino, 1-0. So now mentally going to need to be tough here as the top of the third, runners at the corners, only one out. Mike Sell popped out to Brasino back in the first. And head in the count here, 1-0, the senior shortstop for the Mustangs. And this one in the air to center field. Chittenden coming over, and he'll make the catch. Runner tagging at third, fakes it, and a good throw by Chittenden, so a good decision there, likely.
Yeah, I was going to say that did not look deep enough.
So the flyout, good job administering that by Brasino. So two are out now, and it brings up Oliver Lugo, the junior left fielder who flew out to right his first time, hitting from the left side against the lefty Brasino. Top of the third, runners at the corners, two out for Menominee. And there's a fastball for a strike, looking 0-1 to Lugo.
Sam's done a nice job of getting ahead of hitters today. Strike one is such an important pitch in the count.
And again, his and the runner looking to go, and then they're going to make sure.
That's Zach. That is exactly what I was talking about before. He was trying to get a balk there or trying to get him to throw the ball away and make him do something.
The tough thing there I'd like to talk about if we get a moment here, because he paused about halfway. Their ball misses outside.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, you know, Sam made the decision he did. He was concerned about that runner at third, and well to be, but he seemed to, the runner at first seemed gettable there, Casey.
100%. But most of the time in that situation, if you can get the pitcher to turn their back or throw the ball, the runner at third takes off.
Yeah, and there's a ball high, 2-0. Yeah, you're right. And here's the thing. I mean, even if you get him, if somehow he would have, Casey would have dragged it out long enough, potentially the run scores.
Yeah,
right?
And you'll give up a run for an out all day long.
And then it becomes a matter of, do you get the out before the run scores? And this one, little blooper to short, and it's going to be caught. So the Cards able to keep the goose egg up there for Menominee, though the Mustangs threaten. They strand two at the top of the third. Middle of three from Casper. Shahai Menominee scoreless on WDOGO Sports.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
To the bottom of third we go, and for the Cardinals, I believe it's Enzo Isham, the sophomore left fielder, followed by Dane Krista and Landon Atkinson. So 9-1-2 for the Cards as Isham getting ready to step in on the left side.
Left fielder number 13, Enzo Isham.
And get you some numbers on Enzo Isham on the season here. Swing and a miss, strike one. I know why I switched it to pitching. I wasn't able to go up and down.
Zero at bats, huh? As a pitcher.
Yeah, right. 19 at bats, hitting 105, 385 OPS. All right. 1-1 to Enzo. Sophomore left field. Ooh, ball high. Ducks his head. 2-1. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Here's the pitch. Swing And a miss. Minimal wait times? Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. Ground ball up the middle and gloved there short throw over to first is going to get by the first baseman, by Taylor Mars. The throw from Mike Sell, and Isham is aboard.
Really nice play by the shortstop, and had to spin up the middle. The ball was taking him towards center field and couldn't quite get the throw on the mark.
So infield single?
Nope.
No?
That's an error.
Because I was thinking it was tough to just get to it, but okay. So
as a hitter, you hope he kind of bobbles that a little bit, right. Then it's probably a hit. But as soon as he gloves it and throws it,
yeah,
I don't know. It's a weird baseball thing.
Throw over to the whole idea of deciding between hits and errors. There's a lot of statistical challenges, I guess, in different sports, but it's kind of a unique one to baseball.
Oh, it is. Being a pitcher, I think everyone is an error.
Yeah, right. And that ball high, and it wild pitch over the head of the catcher, Andrew Hoff. And so Isham able to advance to second, the leadoff batter, whether it was a hit or error. He's now in scoring position for Dane Krista, who singled his first time. So we could use one of those and maybe get the Cardinals a lead here.
And I haven't seen Enzo play a ton, but I've heard he's super fast, and he looks pretty quick on the bases, so anything in the outfield is probably a run.
So Krista with the 2-0 count, hitting from the right side against the right-handed Max Erickson, the senior who's been able to keep the Cards at zero through the first two innings. There's a fastball, misses. And so the count goes to 3-0 to a looking Dane Krista with Isham at second and nobody out for the Cardinals. 12-game winning streak, looking to get it to 13 here at home today after having beaten Menominee 6-4 the other day. And he misses on four pitches. Krista is aboard here in the bottom of the third. So two aboard, the force now back at second and third. And Landon Atkinson, the Cardinal catcher in the two spot, who struck out his first time.
Yeah, situation. I don't know if you do it with Landon because he's such a good hitter and he's having such a good year.
But this is,
this is an ideal bunt situation. You got your 3-4 five hitters coming up. But again,
he looks at strike one.
Landon's such a good hitter. You probably roll the dice and hope he can hit a gap or at least get a single.
That's where you do it. Brady Smith on deck, Gavin Thompson, Jacob Laskacek, those 3-4 and fives waiting with nobody out. Runners at first and second, ball high and inside, snagged by Andrew Hoff. And the count at 1-1.
So it looked like he showed bunt there, so I think Coach Steinmetz gave him the first strike. Uh-huh. If you can hit it, if you can drive it, but now that you got strike one, you're going to bunt.
1-1 pitch. He'll square to bunt again. He'll knock it down the third baseline. It's really tough, and nobody's there, and the bases are loaded. He bunts for a single.
Wow. Yeah, you can't do it any better. You couldn't have rolled it any better than that. That was an absolutely perfect bunt.
Now, I don't know. He looked like a guy that – I don't know how much landed bunts.
No, it wasn't. Check the statistics. It was not pretty.
It felt a little awkward, but he did get the job done, and it stayed fair, and nobody was there for it.
No, it's on that play, it basically you bunt the ball where the lead runner is going to go. So if you got first and second and you're trying to get guys to third, you bunt it towards third because that third baseman has to stay there. So, it was an ideal bunt.
So Zach Slowiak and his infield out there, and that Max Erickson's going to continue on, but what might Zach have been communicating? Bases loaded, nobody out. So,
I'm sure he's talking.
Bring the ball
infield,
home.
Yeah. Infield in, or is the middle going to turn two? Really, it comes down to how many runs they think they can score off of Sam. It looks like the middle is back, so they're going to play for a double play up the middle, and the corners will go home.
So Brady Smith, who was hit by a pitch earlier by Erickson, steps in. And the ball in the dirt, knocked down by Hoff, and keeps it close enough in front that nobody able to advance. 1-0 to Smith. Brady comes in here on the season with a 394 average and a 999 OPS, so outstanding.
that first pitch, Erickson was out of the windup. Oh, now he's gone to the stretch. I was going to say, going out of the windup, there's no reason that Krista shouldn't score.
And he misses 2-0, 2-0 to a looking Brady Smith. Nowhere to put him with the bases loaded and nobody out. So huge opportunity here for the Cardinals to really open this thing up. The 2-0 pitch.
Oof.
Called strike, 2-1. That was a hittable.
Yeah, I'm surprised that. I think that was in and at the knees.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought Brady'd be hacking at that.
2-1 now from Erickson. Here it is. In the dirt. Again, Hoff able to keep it in front of him as the count goes to 3-1. So the Cards a ball away from their first run. Erickson needs to throw a strike.
Still want to throw too good of a strike to Brady.
The 3-1 pitch, Erickson, here he is from the stretch, and he rips it to left field, and the Cardinals are going to score two. Here comes the second around third base and scoring, and it's 2-0 Cardinals. Brady Smith delivers the two runs and scoring Enzo Isham and Dane Krista, and it's 2-0 Chippewa.
Yeah, Brady is, if you get in that situation, 3-1 count, bases loaded, you have nowhere to put him, and if you have to throw him a fastball, he's going to be on it.
So the single and the two RBIs for Smith, and it brings up Gavin Thompson.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier.
No. And that's the thing, talking with Zach, a lot of compliments for the Cards in Zach Slowiak, the Cardinal alum, and Menominee manager, and both managers were trading a lot of genuine praise. And there's a bunt attempt laid down third baseline. It's going to be a really tough play for Erickson. Throw over to first. Get by the first baseman. And here comes a run to score for the Cardinals. And they lead it 3-0 on the bunt single and then the error that goes with it.
Yeah, that is another perfectly placed bunt. I thought Erickson was going to eat that because I don't think there was any way he was getting. He was getting Gavin at first base, and you see that play happen so often in high school baseball where the pitcher's got to run a long ways and turn around and throw, and the runner is there, and you got guys scoring, and that's a tough play for a pitcher.
So, again, let's try to deal with rulings on that here a little bit. I mean, it looked like a really tough play. Even I know the ball went by him, but
still in air.
All right, no matter
well,
what.
Well, if I shouldn't say that. I wasn't watching super closely. If Gavin clearly would have beat the play, then it becomes a hit. But that run scoring,
right? And this one gets by and it's hit. It hit the batter Blaskacek, so the bases are loaded. Second hit batsman. And one earlier in the game, in the first inning, Brady Smith was hit, and now Blaskacek hit. So the bases again loaded for the Cardinals, who've scored three already, and they're threatening to blow it open here. Remember, 10 run through five, and again, if you really blow the doors off here, and the possibility, because Shahai has no outs.
Yep.
Again, it was Isham reaching initially on an error in the shortstop, and then we had the walk to Krista on four pitches. Atkinson with the bunt single. And there's a strike to Connor Kalinske, who struck out his first time against Erickson, who has two Ks on the day. He could use one here. Bases loaded. Swing and a miss. Strike two to Connor. I've enjoyed calling his games in basketball and even give us an in-studio visit on our FM sister station, WWIB. For the business program. There's one to left field, and under it there, Lugo. He'll make the catch. Sack fly as they get it in. It's going to be cut off. They'll throw it a second, but the Cardinals lead it 4-0 on the sack fly from Kalinske.
Yeah, nice piece of hitting by Connor just to get the run in. Bases loaded, less than two outs. He did a job.
And that allows Brady Smith to score. So Isham, Krista, Atkinson, and Smith have scored, and that's just the first out of the inning. And so the other runners stay put. Blaskacek at first and Thompson at second. And it brings up Brant Olson, the left-handed hitting sophomore shortstop for the Cards against the right-handed throwing Erickson. And the first one, a fastball for a strike to a looking Olson, who grounded out to second his first time. So 4-0 Cardinals, still runners at first and second, only one out for Chippewa. This is the eighth hitter in the bottom half of the third inning. Cardinals on a 12-game winning streak, trying to stretch it to 13. I don't know. Anybody giving us free hamburgers? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, no. I'm guessing no.
Yeah. And this is grounded by the pitcher to second base like he did last time. They get the force at second, throw to first in the dirt. It gets by the first baseman, Mars. Runner will advance and score for the Cards, who take a 5-0 lead as Gavin Thompson scoring.
Yeah, once in a while, teams have that. I don't care if it's the major leagues or if it's college baseball or high school baseball. Sometimes the wheels fall off early, and it's just hard. It's hard to get three outs.
So the force out, Blaskocik forced at second for the second out. And Brant Olson is at first, the only base runner. Now the Cards have had a ninth hitter of the inning, Chittenden, and a high bunt attempt is foul down the dirt towards the first base dugout, but not able to get there is Hoff. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, and industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. And so Chittenden, 0-1 count to the Cardinals sophomore center fielder. Ninth batter of the inning. Our umpires today, get for you in a moment. There's a ball missing.
Casey Eckert's one. Yeah.
Casey Eckert in the field. Gabe Larson behind the plate.
Gabe Larson.
1-1 to Chittenden. 5 in for the Cards and a runner at first, 2 outs from Max Erickson. This one hit to center field. Seems to be measured, and it's caught by Bailey Casey to end the inning. But not before the Cards score 5 and Strand 1 through 3 from Gannon Field at Casper. It's Chahai 5 and Menominee nothing on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and an incredible caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin, Grace Home Respiratory. All right, so the Cards put up a big 5 in that bottom half of the third. To the fourth we go, and it's going to be the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for the Mustangs. Taylor Mars, Landon Middlestadt, and Luke Bistel. And the first pitch from Racina off 1-0. Mars flew out to left his first time. So, again, you know, Sam, usually maybe with more strikeouts than you're necessarily seeing today. Ball misses 2-0.
But yeah, this is that age-old, you know, that trap you sometimes fall into, and I think every announcer will say it is, oh, he had a long inning. Let's see how see how he comes back after sitting for 15 minutes.
And a swing and a miss, so 2-1 to Mars. But just checking Sam's numbers on strikeouts and walks, again, on the season for him, 15 walks and 35 strikeouts. So,
yeah,
off-speed pitch, misses 3-1.
That's not bad at all. If you can get 2-1, 3-1, 4-1 is great, but even 2-1 you'll take most of the time.
And again, 21 innings, so the 3-1 pitch, this one hit high in the air, could be playable, foul territory, and the catch is made by Blaskocik for out number one. So a pop out to the first baseman in foul territory, and it brings up Landon Middlestadt, the senior right fielder, who was hit by a pitch but then thrown out stealing by Landon Atkinson back in the second inning. So top of four for the Mustangs, trailing 5-0 to Chahai right now. The pitch from Brasina. Curveball, beautiful for strike one. That was just a piece of art.
Yeah, that was a dandy. If he starts mixing that in with his fastball.
That was...
I don't think they have much of a chance.
0-1 pitch, Brasina again. And this is going to be knocked right down the first baseline and foul.
As I say that, the guy hits a rope down the line.
Right. Frozen rope. For generations, Crystal Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. You'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at crystalorthodontics.com. The 0-2 pitch. Ball high.
Great location for that. Elevated the fastball just above the strike zone. Those are really hard to lay off.
Landon Mittelstadt, the right fielder for Coach Zach Slowiak's Mustangs.
Nope.
And this is going to be knocked fouled on the third base side. So 1-2. So do you watch even every baseball game you watch, you must really get in terms of breaking down the pitching and really.
I wish I didn't sometimes because I can't stop.
You can't just
thinking
relax
about,
and enjoy it. Yeah, right.
I try, but I'm always thinking about sequence and location.
Yeah.
And
sure, it's kind of deeply embedded.
Yeah, it is.
There's a ground ball. The first, Blaskacek's going to handle it. Three unassisted for the second out.
That's why I tell. Well, who was it, Casey Stengel or whoever had the famous quote, baseball is like church, many attend, but few understand. And I think baseball is a game where the more you know, just the greater the game becomes.
Sure.
It's just easier to enjoy it and understand the little things.
Right.
But, yeah, once in a while you'd like to be a dumb fan and just enjoy a
oh, there's
hot
that curveball
the
again. And misses 1-0 to Bistel, the DH, who grounded out to third his first time. I'm sure you say that in the kindest way. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
1-0 to Bistel. Off-speed pitch, and that time he misses again 2-0. So 2-0 to a looking Luke Bistel, the senior DH, hitting in place of the catcher, Andrew Hoff. And that was something I was going to ask you about here, Jason. Bob, the 2-0 pitch.
Good
and that
pitch.
One's a called strike, 2-1. Yeah, it's not often you're going to see the catcher being hit for, but that's the case here today. So,
yeah, no, it's not. Usually the catcher usually is one of the power guys, but I'm not super familiar with Menominee or their lineup, so I don't know what he's done.
Andrew, a junior catcher, as the count goes to 3-1 to Bistel. Still a pretty tall fellow. We don't have heights listed, but from that appearance, over 6 foot. 3-1 pitch, and he knocks one into the ground, fielded by Brant Olson. Throw over to first in
nice
time
job.
To a stretching Jacob Blaskacek to get the third out as the Cards take care of business here in the top of the fourth. Menominee retired. Bottom of the fourth, a minute away. This is Chahai Baseball. Cards lead it 5-0 on WOGO Sports.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA.
Leading off the bottom of the fourth for your Cardinals.
All right, so the Cardinals, after batting everybody, what did Chittenden do to end the last inning?
F8.
Okay. And so all nine guys, and so it's Enzo Isham again, and he'll hit it foul for the Cardinals. Start your engines and join Red Cedar Speedway for an electrifying year of racing in Menominee. Watch the Wasota Late Models, Modifieds, Midwest Modifieds, Superstocks, and USRA Late Models battle it out on the track. RedCedarSpeedway.com. Off-speed pitch is going to be grounded to first, and taking it there unassisted, Taylor Mars for the out, beating out Isham for out number one. Bottom half of the fourth, 5-0 lead for the Cardinals. If they can get a little offense, they might be able to shorten this game. We'll wait and see. Later on, it's the post-class post-game show in the 24-7 fiber-fast plays of the game. And top of the order for Dane Krista. His third at bat. And this one misses 1-0. He had a single and a walk in two trips. So,
like I said before, I've done a couple of games, or we've done a couple of games together, and I've watched a couple of other ones online, and I've really been impressed with Dane this year as a sophomore getting put into that leadoff spot.
Yeah, right.
The number of hits and walks he's collected shows a ton of maturity for a sophomore.
3-0 to Krista. Yeah, 74 at-bats coming in today with a .405 average and a 1080 OPS.
What's his on base? Do you have that?
Yeah, 526.
Yeah, so he's on base every other time. You'll take
Call
that
strike.
Off your from your leadoff
right.
hitter every single day.
The 3-1 pitch. He looks at strike two. So 3-2 to Krista, the leadoff, with at least in the top of the order here. And he's going to ground it foul down the third baseline, and Coach Steinmetz going to glove that. One out here, bottom of four, 5-0. The Cardinals put all five runs up in the third inning with nine guys going to the plate against Erickson. And he takes his base.
That was a close pitch.
Second straight walk for Dane Krista. He's aboard in back-to-back innings, and one on, one out for Landon Atkinson, who struck out and singled in two trips.
Yeah, we'll see. He bunted the lie. He had that perfect bunt last time. We'll see if he does it again. I'm guessing no, but who knows? Not with one out,
yeah.
I wouldn't think.
Erickson. This one in the air, first ball hitting, and it's shallow left field, and going
nice
out
play.
The catcher, Mike Sell, to make it for out number two. And that brings up Brady Smith, the Cardinal DH. And you were liking the on-base numbers. I mean, even just covering Atkinson's was .467, and Brady Smith, .394 average, .544 on-base. So.
Yeah. Just from a coaching standpoint, with two outs and Brady
Call
up
strike.
At bat,
yeah.
Who's on first base? Isham? Yeah.
No.
Krista. Yeah, I'd get
off
Dane.
Off-speed pitch, called strike.
I'd so try to get Dane moving here.
0-2 to Brady Smith with two out and a runner at first, a 5-0 Cardinal lead. Runner goes, and this one in the air. Shallow left field. Three different defenders after it, and Max Yeager will make the catch. So the Cards strand one in the bottom half of the fourth. Still, Chai 5 and Menominee nothing on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
To the fifth we go with the Cardinals leading at 5-0. Riding a 12-game winning streak and 8-2 in conference, 19-3 overall, ranked 7th in the state. Gavin Thompson, actually now for Menominee, Luke Bistel to start things off from the left side. No, it's Erickson, actually. So how did Bistel? I'm not writing down the third out again. Help me out here.
I think it was 6-3.
Yeah. All right, Max Erickson, the pitcher now, 0-1 to him. And he's going to hit it foul. So 0-2 against the Cardinal pitcher, Sam Brasina.
I said that last year. I need to invest in a scorebook. I try and do it on a yellow legal pad, and I have numbers and lines everywhere. I don't know what's going on after half the game.
Oh, and check swing and strike three. And so Brasina, that is, would you believe, his first strikeout of the game? He gets Erickson.
Yeah.
It's not been a big strikeout game. Erickson only has a couple.
No, they put both teams have put the ball in play. Usually when Sam's pitching, he's got high strikeouts.
But it is in a more entertaining watch, I think, for the fans.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, now the right-handed hitting Kellen Turner. And swinging a miss for strike one. Turner, the sophomore second baseman, singled his first time back in the third here. Top of 5-0 Cardinals here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Mark Halverson, Jason Bob with Carter Jager, our video producer. Ground ball right back to Brasina. Sam's going to toss it over to first base for the second out. Well, this has been a great showing for Brasina. Again, so far so good, but I think this is huge. And again, as we talk about the Cardinals, we know about the 10-run losses to Hudson, but I mean, this has been, as you heard Coach Steinmetz, he's been coaching for quite a while. He said, I've never had a team with a 12-game winning streak. And again, just you could feel the team felt loose and confident before the game. So
yeah, they're having a ton of fun, and you have some seniors on the team who really obviously have a sense of urgency and know that their careers are winding down, and you got young guys who bring the energy.
Right.
So it's a really good mix.
It is a good mix. And that ball misses 2-0. To Jaeger. So just when you start thinking, this ship is just sailing fine, a strikeout and a tap back to the pitcher, and then the count goes 2-0 to Jaeger, the junior third baseman. Fastball from Brasina for a called strike, 2-1.
I know I mentioned this before, but I really do like Sam's pace. Early in the year when we watched him, I watched him a couple of times, and he was a lot more methodical, and today he's just getting the ball and working fast. And
yeah. And 3-1 now.
And yeah, I think back a ton of strikes.
Yeah, we did the Hudson game together.
Yeah.
He came in relief. He was the initial relief. And that didn't work out as anybody would have wanted. And this one fouled off, so the count goes 3-2. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Winding down. This is it, actually, for our regular season spring sports coverage. We move into postseason next week, and there's a curveball right back to Brasina, so he gets another tap back, toss over to first. So boy, a strikeout and two taps back to the pitcher in the middle of five. Chahai in charge, 5-0 over Menominee. This is Cardinal Baseball.
Hi, this is Craig Choison. Right now at Choison Ford is employee pricing. You pay what we pay. American value for American values. Drive home the 2026 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ford Maverick. Or step up to America's best-selling truck, the Ford F-150, built to work as hard as you do. Employee pricing means you pay what our employees pay, but only for a limited time, now through July 6th. Visit us online or in person in Chippewa Falls at Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but whole home air purification systems from Wirzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
Thanks again to our video producer, Carter Jager, our radio producer, Sam Averly, Mark Halverson, along with Jason Bob here on WOGO. Gavin Thompson fouls it off. Gavin, ground back to the pitcher, and a single and scored back in the third. Our Dugout Smile Cam brought to you by the great folks at Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. And boy, did they got the construction going on over there these days. My, it's constant smiles in fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and who knows what else in the near future, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. The 0-2 pitch, off speed, and misses 1-2.
Wanted that one.
Righty versus lefty. Max Erickson, the senior, in his fifth inning here against the Cards. Called strike. And so Thompson is thrown out on strikes, looking for just the third strikeout of the day for Max Erickson.
First baseman number
and
two,
Jacob Buskacek now, who has flown out to right and was hit by a pitch.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the book to see how many of those five are earned, but yeah. Really, Max, he's done a really nice job of keeping the Chippewa hitters off balance, and there's really only been a couple of hard contacts.
1-0 pitch, and it's going to be grounded up the middle, too hot to handle for Erickson, and it's going to be an infield single for Blaskacek. So Blaskacek aboard with Connor Kalinske now coming up for the Cardinals.
Connor's due. He's had a couple of good swings, and I don't know. He usually, when I've watched him in the past, fastball pitchers he kind of thrives on once he gets the timing down.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll see here. 5-0 Cardinal lead, and that one curveball. Yeah, or a strike. Well, yeah.
He wasn't listening to me.
Certainly not Max Harris.
Fastballs.
0-1 pitch. Oh, yeah, inside. Close to him and misses 1-1. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. White City Glass. 1-1 pitch. Low to Kalinske, 2-1. Connor, a .370 hitter, .444 on base, and a .901 OPS coming today. 2-1, runner at first. High in the air, and not going to be playable. The count goes to 2-2.
Connor's had a really nice athletic career at Chi High, a three-sport athlete, and the ultimate competitor, and just a really, really nice kid. I've had him in class. And
yeah, he is a really nice kid. I agree.
For a number of years, and yeah, we'll miss him once he leaves.
For sure. Yeah, the basketball season got done their last game, and they lost in the postseason. He uniquely came up and said, thanks for covering us.
Yep.
Ground ball hit foul. And I got to tell you, in years of doing this, there's not a lot of kind of one hand the times that's happened.
Yeah,
so.
No, his fantastic family and just a fantastic kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really was a battler in bat. 6'2",
oh,
he was playing bigger guys every game. And the curveball is going to be grounded to deep short. The throw over
nice
to second
play.
For one force, but that's all they can get. 6-4, and Kalinske aboard on the fielder's choice. With two outs. And it brings up Brant Olson, the sophomore shortstop. Throws right, hits lefty. He's grounded out to second and then reached on an error on the shortstop. So on the board for Chippewa, it's 5 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Menominee. No runs, 1 hit, and 3 errors. We haven't talked a lot about the fact that Priscina, a one-hitter.
No.
Yeah.
No, like when he pitches, you get about 4 minutes to say anything, and then the inning is over.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's been super efficient. He's at 54 pitches through 5 innings. And
this is a shot to right field, and there's a base hit for the Cardinals, Brant Olson, and he'll round first and hold as the runner goes to third. Runners at the corners for the Cards here in the bottom of the fifth with two out.
Great swing by Brant. That was a beautiful swing on an off-speed pitch and pulled it right down the line.
So maybe Dane Christen, not the only sophomore whose swing is continuing to improve, as Brant Olson's there. And again, a lot of these young guys needing that experience and getting it here. And again, if you're going to be a Chi High softball program, win 19 conference titles in 27 years and second place the other 8, that theme of tradition never graduates. I mean, I know that that's kind of spills over, and but you need to be giving your future players that chance, right? So there's going to be a bunt right toward the pitcher. Erickson's going to fire it to first in time to retire Chittenden. So no more insurance for the Cardinals, but they do strand two more here. Through five from Gannon Field at Casper, it's still Chi-High 5 and Menominee Nothing on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no minimum balance, paperless statements, and a $400 bonus. Getting your $400 is easy. Open your account by June 12th, receive two payroll direct deposits of $400 or more, and you'll get a $400 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 6/12/2026. Insured by NCUA.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
To the top of the sixth now, Menominee just has six outs to work with after losing to the Cards 6-4 at their place on Tuesday. Zach Slowiak's crew trailing 5-0 here as we head to the top of the sixth. Mark Howerson and Jason Bob with the call, and Bailey Casey now, the number nine hitter, so 9-1-2 again for Menominee. I guess they haven't started an inning this way. It was the Cards who did, and the ball hit foul 1-1. Something about, and you're the pitching guy, Jason Bob, but what I like about Brasina is just like his clean movements.
Yeah.
It just seems like things are very distinct, which is, I don't know the significance of that with pitching, but he has a nice high leg kick.
Yeah.
And there's things that I just like his routine.
Yeah, know, so. Well, one of the biggest things that I've noticed from the beginning of the year to now is there's a lot less extra movement on Sayers' end.
Okay, and then he misses 2-2.
And what, as pitcher, whatever you're going to do, as long as you're comfortable, you just have to be able to repeat it. And the more movement you have when you're a pitcher, that's more to repeat, and the more problems you can have.
And a called strike three, and so Brasina getting just his second strikeout of the day against Casey to start the top of the sixth here.
The other thing I'll say is I know Sam, he's gone to a number of showcases, and he's been mid-upper 80s, I think, and it looks like today, I don't know, we don't have a gun, but it looks like his velo is down just a hair, but his control is has been really, really good.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's consciously, okay, I'm going to take a little bit off just to throw a few more strikes.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when pitchers chase velo, they lose their location.
Sure. And there's a called strike, 1-1 to the leadoff hitter for the Mustangs. Charlie Mike Sell, who has popped out to the pitcher and flown out to center in his two trips. Mike Sell checks the swing there, and the count going to go. Oh, called strike, 1-2. All right, that was surprising.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I didn't think he went, but we'll take it.
Yep. Yeah, as I look here, actually, I don't believe in terms of two strikeouts and no walks on the day for Sam Brasina. So that is, yeah. And this is going to be hit to shortstop, fielded over there by Olsen, throw over, dropped by the first baseman with Blaskacek, and then chasing down the line, Atkinson. Now that's impressive, a catcher who is crouching on every pitch and then busting it down for a ball that didn't get too far away from Blaskacek, but
that's the expectation. I know Landon is going to play college baseball next year, and that's the expectation. Like, a lot of people will be like, why is the catcher running down there? That's your job. And if you don't want to hustle down, then don't catch.
But when you see that, my thought is that kid loves the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anybody that catches is a grueling position.
Yeah. And so I would think that was E3 on the play. It was ruled an error, second error for the Cardinals, as the Mike Sell is aboard with one out, one on, and Menominee down 5-0. And Oliver Lugo now with a 1-0 count, the junior left fielder who's flown out to right and popped out to short. Priscina trying to keep that concentration here, and that one a called strike from Sam, so 1-1. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Throw over to first, and holding him there, Jacob Liskacek. 1-1 count to Oliver Lugo, the number two hitter in this Menominee lineup. 0-2 on the day. Curveball, again, beautiful curveball, and a 1-2.
Yeah, I don't know. I know oftentimes I say don't go back-to-back pitches, but if I see that as a catcher, I'm throwing it again.
That was so good.
He was
good.
About a foot away from that.
Yeah, the 1-2 pitch. Ooh, and he comes high and check swing, and he is down. So the third strikeout for Brasina there as Lugo is down, and two of those strikeouts this inning, and it brings up the number three hitter, Taylor Mars, who has flown out to left and popped out to first in foul territory.
Sam's got to get his numbers here. He's like, all right, I've let the fielders do enough.
It's time
to pad my stats a little bit.
Now 38 strikeouts and 15 walks on the season. Came in 35 and 15. Swinging and a miss, strike one. So, yeah, just his 68th pitch, so been very efficient today, considering his counterpart Erickson hasn't even gone into the sixth yet and has 91. Just nine pitches left. Swing and a miss. So 0-2 to Taylor Mars in the three spot for Zach Slowiak's crew. Menominee down to their final four outs. Runner at first, trailing 5-0 to the Cardinals. Ball high, and what a snag by Atkinson on that one.
There you can tell. That's where he's chasing Velo right there. He's like, all right, it's 0-2. I got two outs. I'm going to let this one go. And almost ended up at the backstop.
That should be 1-2. And here it is from Brasina. Another fastball high, and Atkinson there to get it. And the appeal to Casey Eckhart saying no. Of course, Casey, the former longtime Memorial baseball head coach. You probably coached against him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep, I lost to Casey a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Unfortunately.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So three strikeouts in the inning for Brasina as we're through the top of the sixth for Menominee. Shy High still leads it 5-0 on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Check out Red Cedar Speedway in Menominee. Friday, May 29th is Military Night. All active and former military receive free grandstand admission as our way of saying thank you for your service. Gates open at 5, racing starts at 7.
Watch six different divisions of dirt race cars battle it out on the track. Get your heart thumping and feel the thrill of maximum speed.
Tickets $10 to $15. Kids 12 and under free. Red Cedar Speedway in Menominee. Family-friendly entertainment since 1973.
New pitcher for Menominee, Charlie Mike Sell, the shortstop coming over to pitch for the Mustangs, the senior shortstop, and Max Yeager, the junior third baseman, moves over to short, and we got number 13. Hawkins Anderson is into the game for the first time today, the junior third baseman. Yeah, and again, there were only nine pitches left for Erickson. They thought, all right, well, let's just do it right now. Bottom of the sixth, and again, the Cards with a 5-0 lead. At this point, not anticipating they'll need the seventh, so three outs away from win number 13 in a row, trying to up their record to an impressive 20-3. They would be 9-2 in the conference. And what still remains for them is two games against New Richmond next week, and then those games, actually the latter one, with River Falls playing North the same day, yeah. River Falls has agreed to come over here to finish the yep. game that Chahai led in through three innings.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the seedings bring this weekend. Usually they're this weekend, and I don't know. I don't know if you can argue against Chippewa being the two seed. I mean, Hudson obviously would be the one seed. I'm sure Stevens Point will make their claim, but having beat Stevens Point twice, I don't know how they could do that.
No, I think you're right.
The only other team potentially, and I don't know their overall record, is River Falls, who did beat Hudson.
Yeah, right. And Hudson's only conference loss.
Yeah.
As they're at 11-1 and 21-3. So.
But
strike one to Isham.
I think they're easily the two seed, but.
Pretty impressive.
Stranger things have happened.
Go into a seeding meeting with a 13-game winning streak. I mean.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Impressive. It's a curveball from the right-handed throwing Charlie Mike Sell for. 1-1 now, and it's Isham, Krista, and Atkinson for the Cardinals. And that one misses outside, 2-1. So second straight righty here for Coach Slowiak after Erickson went five innings. And again, ball fouled off, 2-2.
I know it's 5-0, and it kind of doesn't seem all that close, and it probably isn't with Sam pitching, but I did think Erickson pitched pretty well for Menominee. He had a couple of
bad breaks.
Yeah, a couple of errors, but, yeah, he was around the zone for the most part all day. I think he walked
3-2.
Walked one guy and hit one guy, so.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to him a little bit. I mean, I was over trying to get the interview with Coach, and he was – he was actually really helpful to me, Erickson.
Sure.
And initial glance, I'm like, you're a senior in high school. And this is hit up the middle and going to be snagged by the second baseman. Throw over to first is not going to be in time. And beating that out is Isham for his first hit of the day to start the top of the sixth.
Yeah, great play by the second baseman.
Bottom
That's one over time as he develops, he'll realize I can't get to my feet and throw that. I'm going to have to throw that from my knees if I have any hope of getting the runner at first base.
Yeah, Kellen Turner, the sophomore second baseman. Yeah. Great job stopping it, but really tough to complete it as Dane Kristen now for his fourth trip of the day. He's walked the last couple of times and singled to start things off. So his on base is perfect for the day. And then trying to find the ball, Andrew Hoff, and almost an opportunity for Isham to advance
I thought he was going to take off, and I was going to say that's really good base running to read that, but would have been close that second had he gone, I think.
Dane Krista here, fourth time, bottom half of the sixth, 5-0 Cardinals lead on WDOGO Sports. And that one misses 2-0 to Krista. He's had a good eye today. Even I think is when he walked the second time, you were like, that was a pretty good pitch.
Yeah,
so
he
laid off of a pretty good one.
Yep, with a full count, yeah.
2-0 to Krista, runner at first, nobody out. And this one in the dirt, blocked by Hoff, and the count 3-0. Here's one of the risks, but I guess what we're going to do, because Erickson only had 9 pitches left, but you just don't know control-wise what you're going to get. Mike Seldo, the senior shortstop.
Yeah, unless it's a really close game and you're just trying to go out for out, I like bringing in a guy that at the start of an inning.
3-1.
So they have a clean inning and it's their inning versus sending a guy out for 9 pitches or 10 pitches.
Sure. So a pretty good lead off at first for Isham. Has pretty good speed. The 3-1 pitch. And Krista swinging a miss and a home run cut that time. Came up empty.
Came up empty.
Yeah. 3-2 to the Cardinals sophomore right fielder. Going to be maybe in that leadoff position for a few years here, making a good case for it. And this one checks his swing to left field. Lugo is over, and he'll make the catch for the out, and the runner will hold at first. So fly out to left for Krista, the first time he's retired today, and it brings up Landon Atkinson, Cardinal catcher, who has singled in 3 trips. He's also struck out and popped out.
Do we have an extra? I don't think there's been an extra base hit, has there?
No, there has not been, no.
That's strange.
Yeah, no doubles, triples, or homers in this game. So maybe that speaks, too, to Erickson's effectiveness as well.
Right, yeah. I mean, the hardest hit ball, I think, was probably Brady's down the line, and that was a single.
And Brasina, through six innings, has limited Menominee to one hit.
Yeah, they have had hardly any hard contact at all.
1-0 to Atkinson, the Cardinal senior catcher, and he's going to drill one to right center field, and a diving stab is made, and
nice
did
catch.
He catch it? Landon Mittelstedt, a heck of a catch, running over. Again, with this mitt on his right hand, diving and making a sweet catch for Menominee. And that one is a line out to right. Two are out now and Brady Smith. Well, we can be glad the Cardinals got their runs in the third because there wasn't anything before or after that.
Yeah, no. Dinner will be warm when I get home. It's a quick one.
Yeah. Brady hitting in place of Sam Brasina, the pitcher who's been stellar here today. Four strikeouts, three of them in the last inning in the sixth, so getting better with time here as the ball misses. Again, Brasina's been able to do it with 72 pitches through six innings. As Charlie Mike set in relief here for Menominee with Isham still at first, but two outs now for Brady Smith. And again, Mike Sell off the mound to look the runner back.
Yeah, that's Brady's a giant. That's a giant lead at first base.
Brady, a 394 hitter with a 544 on base, 999 OPS. And the curveball, he hits it to left field pretty well. Long run, and it's over the head of the left fielder, Lugo.
Oh, nice job.
And now he'll get it in and rounding third and heading for home. And here comes Isham, play at the plate, and they're going to touch him going through the air, and he is out. So, again, Isham did the best he could. He was waived by Coach Steinmetz trying to get that sixth run. The 5-0 lead, and he looked like he was in the hurdles there. And good job by Hoff.
He was kind of limping.
To put the tag on. So the inning ends after the double by Smith. Card's not able to get that sixth run. We come the bottom of the seventh, a minute away. This is Chi High Baseball.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
From custom homes to roof replacements and full renovations, Aerial Management and Construction in Chippewa Falls is the contractor you can trust. Remember, if your home is ever damaged by a storm, you have 1 year to file your claim. So don't settle for the door knockers. Go with your experienced local contractor, Aerial Management and Construction. And if you're building your dream home, planning an addition, or looking to remodel, choose Aerial Management and Construction for clear communication and quality craftsmanship. AerialMGMT.com.
Brasina's first pitch is low, 1-0. It's Mittelstedt, Bistel, and Erickson, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. See if Erickson is still in there because they put in a replacement for him in the field in terms of Hawkins Anderson. So we'll see. Yeah. And so 1-1 from Brasina to Mittelstedt. Swing and a miss, strike two. So all of a sudden, after one strikeout and one hitter and one strikeout through five innings, Brasina struck out all three batters last inning. And now ahead 1-2. And this one hit to left field, a sinking liner, and it's getting it in there for a base hit for the Mustangs. And they're alive to start the seventh with their second hit of the game. Mittelstedt is aboard, the senior right fielder, and it brings up Luke Bistel, the DH, who is ground out to third and ground out to short.
Good piece of hitting by Mittelstedt. It was a fastball away, and he went with it and hit a line drive to left field.
And the pinch runner, Easton Anderson, the junior, number 22, will check in for Zach Slowiak. So a runner at first. Again, Brasina's been, he's got 76 pitches, so still a lot to work with. But from a nominee standpoint, hey, getting the leadoff runner aboard certainly
gives you a offers
some
hope.
Yeah. And now number 9, Luke Bistel. And Priscina's induced a couple of grounders from him today. The first pitch. And the ball, 1-0 to Bista with number 13, Hawkins Anderson, the junior on deck, came in to play third as they did the bit of a shuffle, so hitting in place of where Erickson was earlier. There's a called strike, 1-1 to a looking DH, Luke Bistel for Menominee. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Three generations of turning dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. 1-2 to Bistel. Runner at first. Nobody out. This is a ground ball to short. Olsen.
Oh.
Yeah. Eats him up. So runners at first and second. For Menominee here in the top half of the seventh inning. Two on, nobody out for Hawkins Anderson, his first at-bat of the game.
Yeah, it's a tough play for Brandt. He kind of got the charged it to try and get the double play, and he caught it on that in-between hop, and you just got to hope that it ends up in your glove.
But
it's kind of 50-50 when you get in that position.
So we're keeping our eye on it. Now 80 pitches for Bucina. Still room, but nobody out, and runners at first and second. Hawkins Anderson.
Nice thing is,
ball
is
one
I know Sam struck out the side last inning, but he is a strikeout pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
So this is when you get first and second, nobody out. This is the kind of pitcher you want on the mound that can just strike his way out of it.
Swing and a miss. As Anderson, a big cut there. And for so much of the game, really, he hadn't been tested all that much. You go back to the he hit a batter, Mittelstadt, to start the second, but he was thrown out stealing. So really, they went 1-2-3, and as they did in the first, and obviously one hit through six innings. So that says what it says. As the count goes to 2-1 now. So this is really Menominee's one of their biggest, only rivaled by one other inning in terms of a threat. The 2-1 pitch. And that curveball for a called strike, 2-2, home plate umpire Gabe Larson. So 2-2 to Erickson with Kellen Turner on deck, the sophomore. Runners at first and second, no outs, 5-0, Chippewa, top half of the seventh inning.
Not an easy spot to come into as a pinch hitter.
No. Hawkins Anderson, the junior. Swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the fifth strikeout for the Cardinals pitcher, Sam Brasina.
Second baseman, number 8, Kellen Turner.
And with one down, that brings up Kellen Turner, who has singled and grounded back to the pitcher. Five strikeouts and no walks for increasingly impressive for Brasina, that control today. And I think maybe he's finding something by backing off that velocity a little, because that's now 40 strikeouts and 15 walks on the season as the ball misses 1-0.
And honestly, the walk numbers are a little inflated from the first couple of outings he had. Really, since those, he's come in and just thrown strikes.
Yeah, he's certainly... There's a ball that misses. 2-0 now to looking Kellen Turner. Certainly Sam making a great case for himself to be used to start or to be used significantly in the postseason for Chippewa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's the beauty of Chippewa's team. The makeup of the team is...
Oh, curveball for a dandy strike, 2-1.
Is the depth of their pitching staff. They have five or six guys that can go out on the mound every single day and be effective. And when it comes down to a regional or a sectional, that sets you up pretty well.
2-1. Pitch to Turner, and he's going to miss, 3-1. I think one of the years that North won one of their state titles in recent times was, I think, Bob Johnson had three excellent pitchers. And, again, that's the only way, that certainly improves your chances.
Oh, absolutely,
3-1 to Turner. And a called strike two. So 3-2 to Kellen Turner, the sophomore second baseman, with Max Yeager on deck. Runners at first and second. One out for Menominee. Trailing 5-0. Brasina, the lefty, to the right-handed hitting Turner. The pitch. And this off-speed pitch, and it's a single to left around third, and Menominee's going to hold. Bases are loaded. So a dramatic finish to this one with the Mustangs having lost to the Cardinals 6-4 the other day. And now 91 pitches in the book for Brissina. And here comes Mitch Steinmetz. He may have seen enough with all that pitching depth, as you've said, and the bases are loaded. But we'll see here with 9 pitches left for Brissina. And Max Yeager coming up. Yeager has grounded back to the pitcher both times. And Menominee, the runners, and Coach Slowiak will huddle at third base as well. We'll tell you that when you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies at Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Yes, the number 8 hitter, so... And it's actually Max Yeager. So they're sticking with the junior. Yeager grounded back to the pitcher both times. Bases are loaded. And it's a 5-0 lead for the Cardinals. The pitch from Bucina. His 92nd is a called strike. 0-1 to the right-handed hitting Yeager.
I love the decision there by Coach Steinmetz. It's, you know, this is an easy situation where you walk out and you take the baseball from Sam. Hmm.
The 0-1 pitch. And a called strike two.
Allowing him to continue and knowing that he has a chance for a complete game, that's a shows a ton of confidence in Sam, and it can really motivate a pitcher.
7 pitches left for him. Here's number 94, and it's late swing foul. 0-2 to Yeager, the junior third baseman for Menominee. Bases are loaded. 5-0 Cardinal lead. 1 out, top of the 7th. The pitch, fastball high. 1-2.
Yeah, tried to go get a little extra right there to throw it by him. Just
here's the thing, that the Cards are very possibly going to need somebody out of the bullpen here shortly. So... 5 pitches left. Number 96, off speed, and the curveball misses. 2-2.
I think it was Brady Smith and Ryan Dixon threw on Tuesday. So I don't know, Carter Berg maybe. Evan Weiler maybe.
Either of those would be excellent choices. The ball misses. So all of a sudden it goes to 3-2 to Yeager, who is grounded back to the pitcher both times. It was 0-2, but Sam has seen it go to 3-2 now with only 3 pitches left. Number 98 for the junior lefty. And this one is stroke down the right field line. It's a base hit. And hustling over there is Krista. He'll get it in. And Menominee, just 1 run. And there's good backup by Brissina there behind Atkinson. So the single and the RBI. So Max Yeager comes through for the Mustangs. It's a 5-1 game. And Brady's down to his final... Sam's down to his final 2 pitches.
Yeah, I was going to... Coach Steinmetz is coming out. I was going to say I'd be surprised after that if you leave him in.
Yeah, against a guy who you'd gotten at ground backs to the pitcher the first 2 times. But either of those choices, I kind of think it's going to be Carter Berg just based on the lefty to the righty thing. But
Evan Weiler.
So that's showing what I know. We'll take another 1-minute break. Back in a moment. Shy high. This game's got more interesting than we wanted as Brissina gives Weiler a hug. Back in a minute. This is Shy High Baseball.
Spring is here and flowers aren't the only thing popping up. It's the perfect time for your annual well water test. Book your free home water analysis with the experts at Gibson's Water Care. Locally owned. Offering American-made products with no long-term contracts. Need plumbing help? Gibson's Water Care has you covered for basic needs, too. Be smart this spring and ensure your water is in top condition. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Evan Weiler in relief. He's pitched 28 innings, 28.2 on the season for the Cardinals, a 5-0 record. He's our own Aaron Ashby, I guess, with 23 hits, 16 runs, 9 of them earned, and again, 34 strikeouts to 9 walks, so that's a good ratio, about 4 to 1. His ERA, 2.2, and a whip of 1.116. Now, he's been impressive the few times I've seen him. I mean, he feels very comfortable and confident out there. I just thought maybe you'd go lefty to righty, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. You look at it, you got a left-handed hitter coming up, but honestly,
that's a good point.
In high school baseball, you go with your next best option. Most of the time, you're not playing lefty-lefty, righty-righty. You're just, who's my next best guy in the bullpen, and put him on the mound and hope he does his job.
I heard Pat Murphy doing a pregame interview with MLB Network here this week, and he said he doesn't put a lot into that either. You know, so.
Yeah. I mean, there are certainly lefty specialists and righty specialists, but
center fielder number 12.
Yeah, you just don't have that luxury in high school baseball most of the time.
So Bailey Casey, the senior center fielder, who was reached on an error and struck out, as Brasina goes 6 1/3 with the 5 strikeouts, and now Evan Weiler. Ball misses 1-0.
Just want to make sure you get an out here. If it's a ground ball up the middle, just take the out at second base, give up the run, and then go get the next guy. You don't want to make a mistake here and keep that carousel going.
5-1, bases loaded, 1 out. And this one to right field. Krista is there. He's got it. Tagging from third. The runner, and he'll score. It's a 5-2 game as Luke Bistel getting in from third base. And the others hold, so Turner stays at second, Yeager stays at first. Two are out, Menominee down to their last out.
Tying run is at the plate, worst case scenario, but I think you almost trade that out for a run there.
Charlie Mike Sell, ball low, 1-0. Mike Sell has popped out to the pitcher, flown out to center, reached on an error on the first baseman. And 1-0 to Mike Sell. Here in the top of the seventh, 5-2 game. 5-0 has become 5-2. Evan Weiler delivers. Called strike.
Pitch.
1-1. What did you see there out of Weiler?
Well, that was his off-speed pitch, and again, to throw it, one ball, no strikes. And
his confidence.
Yeah, ton of confidence, and you know you got the leadoff hitter, so he's a good hitter. You don't want to keep throwing
1-1 to Mike Sell.
There it was again.
And he comes back with it, and now it's 1-2. So Menominee down to their final strike with runners at first and second. The tying run at the plate in Mike Sell. Cardinal 12-game winning streak. One strike away from going to 13, trying to win their ninth conference game with only those two losses to Hudson. The 1-2 pitch from Weiler, fouled off. Staying alive. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. One ball and two strikes, Evan Weiler. Two are out. Menominee down to their final strike. Charlie Mike Sell hitting from the right side against the lefty Weiler. This one in the air to center field. Coming in is Chittenden, and he'll make the catch, and the Cardinals win it 5-2 over the Mustangs. Chahai has won 13 in a row going into facing New Richmond next week. We're back with the post-class post-game show in just a moment. This is Chahai Baseball.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Hi, this is Craig Choison. Right now at Choison Ford is employee pricing. You pay what we pay. American value for American values. Drive home the 2026 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ford Maverick. Or step up to America's best-selling truck, the Ford F-150, built to work as hard as you do. Employee pricing means you pay what our employees pay, but only for a limited time, now through July 6th. Visit us online or in person in Chippewa Falls at Choison Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Shahai wins it, number 13 in a row. Welcome to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Well, Jason Bob, 5-0 going to the seventh. They win it 5-2, but another impressive showing by these Cards.
Yeah, they Sam and Evan both pitched really, really well. I'm sure Sam's a little disappointed that he didn't get the complete game, but he has nothing to hang his head about. And again, as we've talked about, their pitching depth is just so good. They got guy after guy they can run out there. Just want to give a quick shout out to Zach Sloviak and his program. I knew that is a team that's not going to quit. That's the way Zach Sloviak played the game when I coached him. He runs a really nice program over there. So they played pretty well today.
Excellent stuff. Let's recount the all-important third inning. That's when the Cards scored all their runs. They batted all 9 hitters that inning. It started, and again, it's the final stat line, 5 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors, 2 for Chihai, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 3 errors for Menominee. Now listen, the Mustangs got 3 of those 4 hits in the last inning. So it was a one-hitter for Brazina through 6. But again, the errors today for both teams, challenging, but somewhat high school baseball, right?
So. It is. You know, it's no infield is going to be perfect. I don't care where you play, and there's going to be difficult plays that you have to make and hard throws. And again, they're high school kids, so they're not going to make every single one of them.
And the guy's hard at work here in terms of taking care of the field after the game. As well, I know that there is rain in the forecast for Friday night, so
hopefully after graduation.
Yeah, right. And I think Eau Claire North's graduation tonight, I think, if I understand correctly. So, again, in that inning, though, Isham reached on an error in the shortstop, a walk to Dane Krista, Landon Atkinson with a single, and then with the bases loaded, Brady Smith with that single, two RBIs. Really, the game that gave the Cardinals ultimately a 2-0 lead. And then Gavin Thompson with a single. Again, they kept it going. Jacob Blaskacek was hit by a pitch. Connor Kalinske with a sac fly RBI. And ultimately, Brant Olson reaching on an error in the third and final out coming for the Cardinals as Chittenden with a flyout. But they did manufacture the five runs and go on to that stood up for Chippewa in this contest here today. We'll take another break, and when we come back, we'll hopefully hear from head coach Mitch Steinmetz, and later it's our FiberFast plays of the game. Chahai wins it over Menominee by a final score of 5-2. The Cardinals upping their conference record to 9-2, and now 20-3 on this very impressive season, and their 13th straight win. Back in a moment as the Post-Class Post-Game Show continues on WOGO Sports.
Step right up, step right up.
Heating and cooling your home.
Step right up, folks. Try your luck.
This shouldn't be a game of chance. So don't wait around to see if your furnace or AC unit is working correctly. Have the professionals at Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning come check it out. They've been servicing the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Bring comfort to your home no matter what the season with Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Looking for something fun to do right here in Eau Claire? Head to Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops. Visit Action City and play over 100 arcade games, race go-karts, jump in the trampoline park, or challenge your friends to a round of mini-golf. Stop by Chaos Water Park for relaxing river rides and thrilling water slides. Planning a birthday party? Easy packages, dedicated party hosts, and a day filled with fun that your kids won't forget. Plan your next party at MetropolisResort.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Check out Red Cedar Speedway in Menominee. Friday, May 29th is Military Night. All active and former military receive free grandstand admission as our way of saying thank you for your service. Gates open at 5, racing starts at 7.
Watch six different divisions of dirt race cars battle it out on the track. Get your heart thumping and feel the thrill of maximum speed.
Tickets $10 to $15. Kids 12 and under free. Red Cedar Speedway in Menominee. Family-friendly entertainment since 1973.
Back on the Post-Class Post-Game Show with the winning coach, Mitch Steinmetz. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post-Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Coach, you did it again, 13 in a row. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Here we go. Yeah.
Thank you. The boys are playing well. They're doing the little things correctly. So,
Jason?
Yeah. What did you think of Sam's performance today?
Awesome. We've been waiting for that all year. This is the second time he has a performance similar to this. But he was just challenging those hitters right from the first inning on. Yeah. That's awesome.
Jason made the comment. It seemed like maybe the velocity was backed off a little bit, but his control outset, no walks today.
Yes. That's great. I mean, you know, from the first, you know, the first outing this year to now, he's really improved his pitching performance. So that
helps your already strong pitching staff, certainly. So just the depth there, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. You know, with Dixon, you know, throwing a really good game, and then Evan Weiler coming in and closing the door tonight, and you know, it gets, you know, as a coach, the tying runs at the plate, and you're like, come on, we got to get it out. And I've seen too many times, and we've done it too offensively, where all of a sudden we get that nice hit, get a double, get a triple, next thing you know, it's tie game. So
I got to ask you, being a pitcher, when you went out to get or talk to Sam in the seventh inning, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, that's it. And then you talked to him and you walked away, and to me, that's huge for a pitcher's confidence. I don't want to know exactly what was said.
Oh, no, it's all good. I went out there and I said, Sam, this is your game.
Yeah, good.
This is your game.
Yeah.
You got your 8 and 9 hitters coming up right where we want to be.
Yep.
You know, I wasn't going to let them see the top of the order again. That's just the way, you know, we've been. And I told him, I go, this is your game. Your defense is going to make a play for you. And we're going to get out, you know, we're going to get out of this with a win. And
that's just awesome for a younger. I know he's a junior, but he's got a year left to just know that you have confidence in him. I know he didn't get out of it necessarily, but
and sometimes
that still helps.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't, and that's okay too.
Yeah.
Now, Coach, is seeding this weekend?
Yes, it's on Sunday.
Okay, so it's on Sunday. So your contest against New Richmond or the finish up against River Falls is going to be what it is. So you feel pretty good about this resume, though.
Yes. You know, I mean, you know, we swept the Valley. You know, that's got to say something. We played very well against our conference, obviously. You know, and there's a better team in our conference right now, and we'd love to catch them.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's right. And you'd love to play them eventually again.
Oh yeah, absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely.
So. But one at a time, you take who's in front of you. It'll be New Richmond next week, and if that all works out with that elaborate plan of River Falls after Eau Claire Earth coming over here. But this is going to do it for us in terms of the regular season. We can't wait to start following you guys in the postseason.
Well, we're really excited that you guys do this for us. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome, and it's great for the fans that can't make these games. And, again, thank you so much.
Yeah, well, we're loving it too, Coach, so
awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Terrific. Congratulations to you and the guys. And I was also wondering, you guys talk about the winning streak, or you're just like, just one at a time, just tee it up?
Well, the other day, I come in and I says, do you guys know our record? And somebody goes, yeah. I go, what is it? And they said what it was. And I said, do you think we're that good? And he says, yeah. And I go, okay, well, I'm glad you think that. I says, but we have a lot of work to do.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah, right.
So, and that's in my mindset.
Right.
You know, I can't just
that's
let
coach
it,
speak, coach.
Yeah,
come on.
I just can't let them say, oh, yeah,
right,
that's
right,
cool.
Right,
you know,
right.
So, yeah.
Stay humble and hardworking.
Yes,
right?
And that's kind of what my message to them is right now.
So. Very good. Can't wait to see you in the postseason. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Stay healthy, everybody, okay?
Good work.
All right, fantastic there. Here on the Post-Glass Post-Game Show. And I think we're going to let you go, Jason.
Yeah, yeah.
So on to your I don't know if that dinner is quite as warm as it would have been. But
yeah, well, that's fine.
Give us a final word on this one for the Cards.
Yeah, no, another great win. They did everything they needed to do to win a game. And the unique thing about this team is they've won low-scoring games. They've won high-scoring games, and they've just figured out how to win. And it's a great culture right now, and it'll be a fun ride, I hope, for the next couple weeks.
Everyone, for Coach Steinmetz, he told us in the pregame, I'd never have coached a team that won 12 in a row. Well, clearly he hadn't coached one that won 13 in a row. So,
yeah.
Thanks so much, Jason. Look forward to working with you again. All
awesome.
Right. Jason Bob, our color analyst on this one here, and time for our 24/7 in West Wisconsin FiberFast Plays of the Game. Brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WDOGO sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. Let's give a listen to some of those highlights. 1-1 pitch. He'll square to bunt again. He'll knock it down the third base line. It's really tough, and nobody's there, and the bases are loaded. He bunts for a single. The 3-1 pitch. Erickson, here he is from the stretch, and he rips it to left field, and the Cardinals are going to score two. Here comes the second around third base and scoring, and it's 2-0 Cardinals.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier.
No. That's the thing, talking with Zach, a lot of
That is.
WWIB for the business program. There's one to left field, and under it there, Lugo, he'll make the catch. Sack fly as they get it in. It's going to be cut off. They'll throw it a second, but the Cardinals lead it 4-0. And this is grounded by the pitcher to second base like he did last time. They get the force at second, throw to first in the dirt. It gets by the first baseman, Mars. Runner will advance and score for the Cards, who take a 5-0 lead as Gavin Thompson scoring. Some of the highlights in our Fiber Fast plays of the game on WOGO is Chahai get all five of the runs in the bottom half of the third inning on their way to this 13th straight win.
But yeah. Really, Max, he's done a really nice job of keeping the Chippewa hitters off balance, and there's really only been a couple of hard contacts.
1-0 pitch is going to be grounded up the middle, too hot to handle for Erickson, and it's going to be an infield single for Blaskacek.
5 innings, and
this is a shot to right field, and there's a base hit for the Cardinals, Brant Olson. And he'll round first and hold as the runner goes to third. Runners at the corners for the Cards here in the bottom of the fifth with two out.
The more problems you can have.
And a called strike three. And so Brasina getting just his second strikeout of the day against Casey to start the top of the sixth here.
Fortunately.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So three strikeouts in the inning for Brasina as we're through the top of the sixth for Menominee. Couple more highlights in our 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game on WOGO. Anderson, the junior, swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the fifth strikeout for the Cardinals pitcher, Sam Brasina. That's what he would finish with as he pitched six in the third and left the game in favor of Evan Weiler. One ball and two strikes, Evan Weiler. Two are out. Menominee down to their final strike. Charlie Mike Sell hitting from the right side against the lefty Weiler. This one in the air to center field. Coming in is Chittenden, and he'll make the catch, and the Cardinals win it 5-2 over the Mustangs. There you go, our 24/7 Fiber Fast plays of the game here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. As we wind down our post-class post-game show, and this Chahai 5-2 victory over Menominee, the Cardinals' 13th straight win, upping their record to 9-2 in conference, 20-3 on the season. Keeping in mind Hudson, I misspoke earlier; they're 20-3 overall, but Hudson, I believe, 11-1 in the conference. And with the loss today, Menominee falling to 4-8 in the conference and 10-12 on the season. But as you can always check the WOGO Sports calendar. And at wogo.com, and we've added the fact to the postseason now, and we look ahead to the winner of today's game. So softball coming your way next week as Regis and Cadott playing today, and the winner will face McDonald on Tuesday. Chahai getting the 2 seed, and so they will not play on Tuesday. They will not play until next Thursday against the winner of Eau Claire North and New Richmond. But looking forward, that does it for our regular season spring sports coverage. Thanks so much for listening and watching here on WOGO Sports. That'll do it for us. Again, thanks so much to our color analyst, Jason Bob, and for our video producer, Carter Jager. For our radio producer, Sam Aberle, I'm Mark Halverson. Thanking you for joining us again. Chahai wins it 5-2, 13th straight win, as it continues solidly in that number two position with the seeding meeting coming on Sunday. Thanks so much for listening and watching. The preseeding has been a production of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station. WOGO's coverage of the Cards brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. This has been Chi High Baseball, a presentation of WOGO. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.